Don't have chof test. Near the bottom of chof test. Again, we're in the middle of bringing a raya that Rav Acha bar Yaakov was choizer. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said a chiddush. He said that according to Rav Yehuda Shita, that chomus is osur, koidim zmanoi, and on Pesach, and even l'achaz man, it's osur midiraisa, he said a chiddush Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that according to Rav Yehuda, it's only osur your chomus. Ma'ashenkein, a chomus that belongs to a goy, or belongs to Hegdish, is mutter. That was Rav Acha bar Yaakov wanted to say. That according to Rav Yehuda, we dash in l'cho, just like Bal Yiroh is only on your chomets, not on the goy's chomets, who are then the Yisra Achila, it's only also teat your chomets and not teat a goy's chomets. That's what Rav Acha bar Yaakov wanted to say. Now the Gemara says, no, he was chayzer. When the middle of the bringing a raya, how do we know he was chayzer? So far we had a braisa that said that if somebody eats chomets that belongs to Hegdish on Pesach, it's a machlekes if he's moel or not. The first man the Yama says moel. He's chayev a korba mila. He has to pay back for stealing from Hegdish. And the second one, Yama says, no, there's no din mila. Now, the lacha from Hegdish is, you only moel if you take hanor, you like steal from Hegdish, take something that's worth money to Hegdish, and you take it away from Hegdish. So the shalari is chometz on Pesach. The chura chometz is also banor. So if Hegdish owns chometz, it's also banor. Why is it considered that you stole something from Hegdish? So that's the shalari here. So now we're up to the Gemara, Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef Omar, what's the machlokes? The machlokes here is bepoidim es hakodeshim la'achilon leklovim. That's the machlokes. Come if lagi. That man di yoma moel kesovar poidim es hakodeshim la'achilon leklovim. You're allowed to be poidim the kodeshim to feed it to a caliph. So Rashi says, Reb Yosef Omar, yev esfir la'anach tanoi kreb shimi di yoma teres manoi osir banom to kuliyama moedi de potter. Reb Yosef holds that if you hold chometz as osur banom, then there wouldn't be any issur mila. Hoyel v'hashter mila lechazi v'lav m'moinhu. Since right now on Pesach it's osur banom, mashm even hegdish is also to have anor from it, so it's not called to have any shavius. It's not worth anything. Therefore, if somebody eats it on Pesach, he will not be over the issur mila. It's not called you stole from hegdish. V'yaf v'gav d'sleifer garmu. Even though after Pesach is going to be worth some money, but you have to go the way it is right now. So therefore Rashi says that Rav Yosi holds like in a libra of Rav Yosi Aglili pligi. He holds the corn to Rav Yosi Aglili shita. That in the middle of Pesach, chomet is mutter to have anor. Now if Hegdish owns chomet on Pesach, true it's mutter banor. But Kolzaman Hegdish owns it, you can't have anor from it, because it's also to have anor from Hegdish. Anything Hegdish owns, it's a milo because of Hegdish. So how is the case that you're allowed to have hanor from Hegdish if you poider it? If you give some money and you poider it, that's how it could become money. So Rashi, it could become mutter. So Rashi says, "Ubepoidim kodeshim lachilum leklovim kamiflagi." That's the machlokes here. Man di yom amoyel. If you want to tell me that Hegdish has some value from chometz on Pesach, why does Hegdish have some value? Because the Yisrael would pay money for it. Why would he pay money for it? Because he could be poider it. When you poid the chametz on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. What can you do with it? Either you could burn it, or else you give it to a caliph. So the shalom, are you allowed to be poid the hegdish al manas to give it to a caliph? So Rashi, the man, the yom, it says, moel sova, the royal hoyo, b'yoseshon, lifto es lachilas klofim. You're allowed to be poid to the hegdish, give hegdish money, and you get the chametz, and you know what you do with your chametz? You give it to a caliph to eat. That's called mutter b'ano, or b'adomim hu, and therefore it's called b'adomim. Then according to this svara, why do we say there's no issur mila? It's not considered you're taking anything away from Hegdish. Sovar ain't poidim. The halacha is, if you want to be poid to Hegdish, you have to give money. But what do you do with it? You're not allowed to take that Hegdish and give it to a caliph. Even though now it's chulin, it's also to be poided to give it to kalavim. And we dash Rashi down. Tzukim the Gemara and Tumura dashins tizvach v'loy giza bosa v'loy cholav v'yachal v'loy kalavim. You have to eat it when you poid the kodshim, and not give it to a caliph. Therefore, chometz on Pesach, if for Yisrael to be poider it, to eat it, he's not allowed to eat it. It's also to eat chometz. The only tzad is, according to Rav Yosef Aglili, it's mutter banor. So what's the hanor? The hanor is to give it to your caliph or to give it to a guy. And both is also to do with Hegdish. Therefore, it's considered that Hegdish has no value from this chometz right now on Pesach. Because nobody will be poider this chometz on Pesach. So that's the machlokes. If you say you could be poida chometz, I'm not to give it to your caliph, so it's called worth money right now. So if you eat it from Hegdish, you're moel because you stole from Hegdish. But if you hold you can't be poidah, I'm not to give it to your kelev. So on Pesach, nobody has a right to be poidah this chametz from Hegdish. So Hegdish has no value from it right now. Therefore, if someone eats it on Pesach, he's lo moel. That's where Rabbi Yosi learns the pshat. Right? Ravacha bar Rava, ain't poidah. Ravacha bar Rava, toni lo loho. He learned over that Rabbi Yosef gave the teretz behind Lishna. This is the way Rabbi Yosef wanted to be mazbe this machlokes. Again, we have a machlokes. If you eat chametz from Hegdish on Pesach, are you moel or not? Is it considered that Hegdish has some value here in this chametz right now? So then if you steal it, you're over the Yisamila. The other side is no, we don't look as if Hegdish has any value in it right now. So what's the machlokes? He says, the kula yal, everybody holds, I'll tell you, ein poidim es hakodeshim lachim leklovim. No. Even if you want to tell me chometz is mutabano, but if it belongs to Hegdish, you can't do anything with it. Because you're not allowed to be poidim from Hegdish, I'm not to give it to your dog. Therefore, since you can't be poidim, I'm not for you to eat it, because you're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach, so mainly nobody will be poidim it from Hegdish on Pesach. So really, right now, it should be considered like it has no value to Hegdish. But why do we say it's moel? For hachavokim iflugi, bedover ha'goyrim lamamin kamamadami. Something that causes you eventually to get some value out of it, is it considered like you have money right now? The watman diyama moel, the one that says you do get mila, kisava dover ha'goyrim lamamin kamamadami. In other words, even though chometz is also bano now on Pesach, but after Pesach, then Hegdish could sell it. Somebody could be poidurit. Then it becomes mutter b'hano. So since it becomes mutter b'hano after Pesach, the melo we say what? It's called a dover agerm l'momin. It causes Hegdish to get money later. It's considered like Hegdish has money right now. So therefore, if you eat the chametz on Pesach, it's considered you stole from Hegdish, and therefore you're moel. Oman diyam aloy moel. The man diyam says, no, it's not considered like you stole anything that has any value to Hegdish. Kisover, that man diyam says, Dover hagerm lamomin, love your mom and dummy. No, look at it right now. Right now it's Pesach, you can't eat it, you can't be poor, it has no value. It gives Hegdish a right to get money for it later, after Pesach. That's called germ lamomin. This money I'm holds, it's not considered like money right now. Yeah. That's the way Ravacha bar Yaakov, Ravacha bar Rava said the pshat that Rav Yosef wanted to say. So far, this is not negate what we wanted to bring a raya. Now, this is the raya we're coming from. Now, next part of the Gemara says, Rav Acher by Yaakov Omer. Now, again, this is Rav Acher by Yaakov. We want to prove now that even though before Rav Acher by Yaakov said that according to Rav Yehuda Shita, that Chometz is also Kodim Zmanoi and Achaz Zmanoi, Rav Acher by Yaakov said there's a chilik. Only your Chometz is also. Shelecho, only what belongs to you. But what belongs to a guy, what belongs to Hegdish, is Mutav Achila Mutav Ano. That's what Rav Acher wanted to say according to Rav Yehuda. Now we're going to bring a raya, he was chayzer from that. That even according to Rav Yehuda, even Goyisha or Hegdish's chometz is still also bachila and also banor. What's the raya? That Rav Acher by Yaakov Omer, he says like this, the kula yalma dover agar lamamin is kamamadami. Everybody holds this svarim. That if you could get money for it later on after Pesach, it would be considered money right now. So why does one man Yom says if you eat this chometz on Pesach, loy moel, it's not considered you stole, you took any value away from Hegdish, why not? I, Hegdish, could get something from it after Pesach. The Teretz is, v'ahocha be'plukta the Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon kemiflugi. That's the machlokes. Man diyom loy moel, the one that says there's no mila, in other words, Hegdish has no value at all from this chometz, why? To Rebbe Yehuda. He goes like Rebbe Yehuda shittim, that Rebbe Yehuda holds chometz is awesome midiraisam, koidem zmanay, mit erev Pesach yet chatzois, during Pesach Shittim, and if Yudu Shittim is even after Pesach. If somebody owned Chametz on Pesach, that Chametz is also Bahano even after Pesach. So the whole like of Yehuda, Hegdish, that owns Chametz on Pesach, it's also Bahano on Pesach, and even after Pesach it's also Bahano. So maybe there's no Dovra Germ Lamamim. It's not considered that Hegdish could get something from it after Pesach, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chametz after Pesach is also Bahano. That's what Rav Acher ben Yaakov says. Oman the Yama Moel, I watched Pshat in the first Tana that says you do get Mila. He also Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon's Svar is what? Chometz is only Yasser during Pesach. But after Pesach, Chometz is Mutter. So therefore, a hegdish when he owns the chometz, true, on Pesach it's also banot, called it has no value. But since hegdish could get money for it after Pesach, that's called a davar gram lemomin, is kamam and dummy. This is the way Rav Acha ben Yaakov explains the machlokes. So you see clearly that he says, according to Rav Yehuda, though, the hegdish's chometz is also banot even after Pesach. But this is the right, he was chayzer. Why? For Rav Acha ben Yaakov, who the Yomar, he himself was the one that said before, to Rav Yehuda Yalev Sor, the Achila Misor the Ria. He was the one that said before that Rav Yehuda only said this Osir Bachila or Ba'anoa after Pesach, only Chometz that belong to you. That's what he wanted to say before. Just like by Bal Yiroh, the Torah says, La Yiroh Lechor, you can't see your Chometz, Ma'ashen Kain's Goy's Chometz you are allowed to see. So first Rav Acha ben Yaakov wanted to say, who are then according to Rav Yehuda? That it's Osir, teach your Chometz after Pesach, it's only Yiddish Chometz is awesome. Ma'ashen Kain Goyish Chometz is Mutter. Or else Chometz that belong to Hegdish, also it's Mutter. That's what he wanted to say. But here you see clearly he says not like that. Because here he says, the man the yom that says, Loi Moal, he goes according to Rav Yehuda, and we're talking about Hegdish's Chometz. So you see, even Hegdish's Chometz, that's not Lechor, doesn't belong to you, still according to Rav Yehuda, it's Osir Banom, on Pesach, and after Pesach. So the Rai, Yehodabei, Elohodabei, Rav Acha ben Yaakov Mihi. Havadi he was Chayzer. To say that according to Rav Yehuda, even Goyish Chometz or Hegdish's Chometz is also Osir Banom, even after Pesach. So good, see, that's the Rai, he was Chayzer. Rav Ashi Yama, another Pshanis Machlokes, whether you're moral or not, that the Kula Yalma tell you ain't poidim. Everybody says, Hegdish, you're not allowed to be poidim, not to give it to your caliph. So therefore, on Pesach, you can't be poidim this chometz, because you're not allowed to give it to your caliph. V'dovra gerla momin, lav kamam adami. And even though Hegdish could get money for it after Pesach, but I call upon him, since right now they can't get any money for it, that's not considered like money. Dover a girl in the moment, even though you could get later, but right now you don't have money from it on Pesach, that the chometz is also bachilo. And since you can't be poidu, you have no use from it, it's lav kamam adami. So Ibazoi, why does one man the yom says you are mo? Why is it considered you stole something from Hegdish? I Hegdish has no value in it. That's the machlokes. Man the yom moal kerebi yosi. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that chometz even during Pesach is amish mutter bano. So it's mamish mutter bano, it's considered Hegdish has some value from it right now. It's mamish mutter bano. Well, man, the yama loymol k'rabonin. The one that says loymol holds that rabonin shita. That holds that no, chometz on Pesach is osa bano. So since right now it's osa bano, Hegdish has nothing from it. Therefore, and dover girl lamom is lav kemom and domi, Hegdish has no value in this chometz. Therefore, if you eat it, you take a pot of famila. But the first man the yom, and the reason why he says Yechayiv is because he goes according to Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita that holds chometz is mutter banoa afilu toich Pesach. If it's mutter banoa, then it's considered hegdish has something in it. So Rashi says after in the middle, Rashi speaks out what's the mutter banoa? He's after toich zmana mutter banoa hilkach chazel mifrakei ulasika tachas tavshiloi. That's the word. You're allowed to be poiderit. I'm asked to use it to burn under your tavshul. Because mamish mutter bano. Man di yamaloi mok rabon. Di yamichot ha-pesach azoste bano. So that's the way Rav Ashi learns pshat da machlokes. If you hold moral is the pshat only because you go according to Rav Yosef Lili Shita, that chometz is mutter bano. Therefore, it's considered hegdish has some value in the chometz right now on Pesach. Good. Right. So we spoke out. L'halocha, it's a modern halocha the way we passed in. Even though we came out, there were three shitas here. We have Yehuda's shita was chometz is also midiraisa on erev Pesach after chatzos. On Pesach it's also with a chi of chorus, and after Pesach that chometz is also midiraisa with a lav. We have Shimon's shita was no before Pesach poshid and after Pesach it's mutter midiraisa. It's only also midiraisa during Pesach. And the Yosef Lili's shita was that even during Pesach still it's mutter bano. Now lamais lalocha l'chur we pass like neither of them, but we pass in that chometz on erev Pesach after chatzos is also midiraisa. So chur, that's like a Yehuda shita. And still we pass in chometz achra Pesach is mutter midiraisa. We pass like Reb Shimon the Geit achra Pesach that chometz is over the Pesach is only also midirabonin, and it's only chometz that you over by your mutter on. Like the Gemara says, it's a kanas according to Reb Shimon that since you are over the lav of by your mutter, the rabbonin made a kanas to say it's also after Pesach. But we pass clearly it's only midirabonin. So chur, that's like Reb Shimon shita. So the Vissel Modna, how come we paskin that before Pesach though, it's also midiraisa? So the Rosh explains, he says there's two ways to learn. One way he wants to say is that even according to Reb Shimon, even though the Gemara doesn't say clearly he holds before Pesach, it's also midi raisa ena chanami. That's what you have to say. We pass like Reb Shimon Shita, that Reb Shimon only argues that after Pesach it's muti midi raisa, but he's also masking before Pesach, after Chatzos is also midi raisa. That's one pshat he says. Another pshat he says is, since there's a Stam Mishnah that's mashma that chometz is also after Chatzos, so that part we pass like Reb Yehuda, that koydim Pesach after Chatzos it's also. Mashenkin after, it's a Stam Mishnah that says this Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, so if we pass like Reb Shimon again after Pesach. Senech Nami, the Achra is like neither of them, but since it's a Stam Mishnah that before Pesach it's also Bano, we pass like that, and after Chatzos it's also. And there's a Stam Mishnah here that after Pesach it's only Yasser Knas, so in this point we pass like Reb Shimon. Right. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Chometz, if you have Chometz, this manoi on Pesach, you know it's also if it gets mixed in to any type of a food, bein b'minoi, whether it gets mixed in, min b'minoi, like little chometz into a lot of matzah, bein shaloi b'minoi, whether you're making stamat cholen, and you're putting bread inside there, is osir, it's osir. We'll see the maskone, he means to say even b'mashu, even though there's 100 times connected this little piece of chometz, still it's not bottle, it's osir. What about shaloi b'zmanoi? Poshinus means before Pesach, or else after Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Yol Chometz is also l'achra Pesach, or else Kodim Pesach, is b'minoi also. B'minoi takir, it's not bottle. Even if a mashu Chometz falls into a lot of matzah, still we say it's not bottle and it's also. Shaloi b'minoi, but if matzah falls into something else, if Chometz falls into vegetables, then we say it's mutter. That's Rav Halacha. Now the Gemara says, b'mai yaskinu, what are we talking about? What's the proportion? How much fell into how much? If you want to tell me the chometz fell into like less than 60, so it's nice in time, your mamish taste the chometz in the vegetables now. Even before Pesach or after Pesach, since you're telling me it's also to eat the chometz, if you add that the chometz fell into vegetables, mutter, how could you tell me it's mutter? If you're telling me it fell into less than 60, you taste the chometz right now. So pshit, the chometz is also, tam kikiv is also. You're tasting the chometz, not worse than any yisr. Any yisr falls into less than 60 that you tasted, it's still also. So how could Rav say it's mutter? Ela, you have to tell me the mashu. We're talking about, no, it fell into 100 times. That it's only a mashu. That really there's no noise in time, really you can't taste it at all. So then the loch is like this. Chometz bizmanoi, chometz during Pesach, that is a chiyuv koris if you eat chometz. So there were machmer, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi yosser. That even though it's min v'shein minoi, that avada midiraisa, when the chometz falls into vegetables, once you can't taste it, treat the midiraisa, it's bottle. Still, Rav holds, we make a gzera, it's osser. To say, no, it's not bottle at all. But mashu, it's osser. Whether min b'minoi, if chometz falls into matzah, even a little bit chometz falls into 100 times as much matzah, still it's osser. That's Rav Shita. And not only min b'minoi, ni even min b'shein b'minoi. Why? So the Marsh says, Rav l'taymi, Rav goes according to his Shita. That Rav Shita is the Rav of Shmuel di Amri Tevayu. Both Rav and Shmuel both hold the Shita. That kol isur and Shabbat Torah. Lav davka chometz v'pesach as the chumra from Chorus. And every single isur is a treifus, is a basa b'cholov, is a locha b'minoi b'mashu. As they hold the Shita like Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that min b'minoi is not bottom midiraisa. If a little bit nevela falls into other meat, even though it falls into 100 times other meat, kosher the meat, still that terubis is also. Because min b'mina, that's their shit, is not bottom in the raisa. Shaloi b'minoi, b'noi sin tam. Regular iser, if a piece of nevela falls into potatoes, if you don't taste it anymore, there's more than shisha, more than 60 times potatoes, and the meat got ground up, you're not nicky, you can't tell the meat is there, and you can't taste it, it's mutter. That's the lacham. Shaloi b'minoi, min b'ein minoi, nevela into something else, is bottle where there's no noise in time. That's Rav din kolotera kula. By chometz, though, he's more machmer. That Rav gozar chometz bizmanoi, if you have chometz that fell even into potatoes, on Pesach, he makes it zeron, shaloi b'minoi, in the case that the chometz fell into potatoes, into ein minoi, oto minoi. He makes it zeron, maybe you'll be mekel hu adin when the chometz falls into matzah. And once chometz falls into matzah, Rav Shiter is midiraisa, it's not bottle. Rav holds min b'minoi is not bottle midiraisa. So therefore on chometz, since there's a chumrit, a chiv koris, Rav was machmir mit Rabbonon, even if the chametz falls into potato, even a mashu is also. You're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. Mashen kein shloi bizmanoi. What about if it happened before Pesach or after Pesach? Then the locher is b'mino yoser. Then Rav still holds b'mino yoser. If a little bit chametz fell into a lot of matzah, even after Pesach, this was chametz. Sha'over all of a Pesach, the locher is it asses even 100 times matzah. Why? Krev Yehuda. Because that's Rav Shita, kol ha-Torah kula, min b'mino is not bottle. He holds like Rav Yehuda Shita. Even though a locher we don't hold like this punkt, we hold avada, min b'mino is bottle, even chad betray. But Rav Paschal's like Rabbi Yehuda, that kol ha-terakula, min b'mino is not bottle. So therefore, even after Pesach, there's no chiyuv karas anymore. It's only allowed to eat that chametz shavuot over Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda shita is, min b'mino is not bottle. Therefore, even a mashu of chametz falls into a lot of a matzah, it's still also to eat it. Mashenken u'shaloi b'minoi muter. Mashenken, if after Pesach, this little bit of matzah, of chametz, falls into potatoes, falls into an minoi, there it's mutter. Why? The shalai bismanoi, the shalai biminoi, otta minoi, kuli had loy gazrinon. Rav doesn't make this gazerum. Since after Pesach it's only belav, there's no chi of chorus, so really when the chometz falls in tain minoi, it's bottle when there's no more nice in tam. So it's mutter. So Rav doesn't make the gazerum otto minoi. Just like kol terakuli doesn't make the gzeira, a regular piece of nevela, if it falls into the meat, it's not bottle, it's osran. If the nevela falls into potatoes, it becomes bottle. We don't make the gzeira. If you come to eat the meat when it falls into potatoes, maybe you'll eat when the nevela falls into meat, you don't make that gzeira. Since it's only alive, we don't make the gzeira. So what in chomes lachas manoi, we don't make this gzeira. That's the way Rav holds. So l'chura, according to Rav Shita, we should not paskel like this. Because us la locha we pass in all over min b'mino is bottle midiraisa. In fact, here we pass this bottle much easier. It's bottle chad betray midiraisa. If a little bit of chametz midiraisa falls into matzah, chad betray 1 and 2 is bottle midiraisa. So lechura we should not pass the rabbi locha then. Then we should not have the chumra that chametz is also b'mashu. So the ma'aser, there are some shittas that pass like that. There are some yishrim that passkin. This gemara only goes rav l'shitosai, and we don't pass like that. Therefore, chametz is like all isurim; it is bottle. But the ma'aser, the mechaber is machmir. We hold that even though rav said it's a shitosai, we hold that with the rabbanim though it's aser. Like the we hold even though not like rav. We hold though the tam is that since chametz is a chayiv koris, therefore we're machmir with the rabbanim to say even a mashu of chametz is not bottle. That's the chumra we hold. And partially we hold like that. Certain cases with big hefsid, there could be mitzarif the other shittas to say that's mutter. But partially the locha, everybody's not to be chumra about Pesach, not to eat anything, because we have to be choshed even from mashu of chametz falls in its osur. Vayta Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says like this: chametz bizmanoi, when you have chametz during Pesach, b'minoi osur. Again, because Shmuel holds min b'minoi is not bottom midiraisa. So even if a mashu of chametz falls into matzah, it's osur. Shalai b'minoi, what about if on Pesach a little bit of chometz falls into potatoes, is alocha mutter. He doesn't know this gezeira of min b'minoi, of min b'shein minoi, otta minoi. He doesn't know. Since midiraisa avada min b'shein minoi is bottle, even on Pesach also it's bottle. If chometz falls into potatoes, and there are 60 times that you don't taste the chometz at all, it's mutter tiru even on Pesach. Why? No, that's weird. Now shalai b'zmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'minoi, bein shle b'minoi mutter. Because Poshid Shmuel paskins like the Pshimin, that it's mutter midiraisa tita chometz. So therefore, even min b'minoi, it's mutter tita chometz. I midirabonin it's osur. That's the Gemara's last kasha later. But I call upon a midiraisa Shmuel holds like the Pshimin shita, that chometz is only osur tita midiraisa on Pesach. But before Pesach or after Pesach, midiraisa it's mutter. So therefore, if chometz after Pesach falls into something else, even b'minoi, still it becomes mutatit. Even though midirabonin it's osur, but that's going to be the Gemara's teres though, when it's in the terubis, it's mutatit. That chometz all over Pesach is osur, that's only chometz ben, if you have the chometz itself. But if the chometz later falls into something else, and becomes bottle there, then we don't have Rav Shimon's gzeira kanas, then we hold this mutter. This is Shmuel Shita, again, that Shmuel holds also, min b'minoi is not bottle midiraisa. So on Pesach, if a little bit chometz falls into matzah, no matter how much, it's also teat. But if the matzah falls into einaminoi, then Shmuel holds it is bottle, b'shishim. And he doesn't make the gzeira min b'shein eminoi, otaminoi. So Maraz Mazbenel. Shaloi bizmanoi, beinu minoi, chometz bizmanoi, chometz on Pesach, be minoi yosser. Shmuel holds that if a little bit chometz falls into 100 times matzah, it's osur. Why? Shmuel atame. Because Shmuel again passes like we just had before, that the Ravu Shmuel, they both say the Armut of Ayu, kol isur and Shabbat Torah. They're both machmed that all isurim, even by Nevelam, the mino yasurim b'mashu. That's the loch like of Yehuda Shittam. That min b'mino they pass in is not bottom midiraisam. Even a little Nevela falls into 100 times of meat of Shuta, still it's not bottom. So pshit the chometz is the same halacha. If a little bit chometz falls into 100 times matzah, it's also teeth midiraisa according to Rav and Shmuel. What about shaloi b'minoi? Shaloi b'minoi says that if on Pesach a little bit chometz falls into potatoes, then we say b'noi sentam. Abi v'shishim, or else you don't taste the chometz in the potatoes anymore, then it becomes mutter. Why? Shaloi b'minoi yotemino like gozer. He doesn't make any gzeres. About midiraisa, it's bottle, min b'shein minoi. Once it's not nice in time, midiraisa, it's bottle. Chometz is also bottle, midiraisa. So midirabonin, Shmuel doesn't make any gzeres. And shalei bizmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'minoi, bein shalei b'minoi mutorim. Both chometzes are mutter. Why? Ki Rabbi Shimon, because he passed like Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon Shita is that chometz is only yosem midiraisa on Pesach. But after Pesach, it's only yosem midirabonin. And the Gemara is going to explain soon, the Rabbonim were only geyser on chometz, that's ben. But if the chometz is betarubais, the Rabbonim weren't geyser. This is what Rav and Shmuel both say. For Rabbi Yechon Omar, no, Rabbi Yechon says like this, Rabbi Yechon Omar, chometz, chometz on Pesach, chometz bizmanoi, bein b'minoi, bein shle b'minoi, ose b'noi seintam. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. And the Chur, we should pass like Rabbi Yechonin. That's about midiraisa that we pass in, min b'minoi is bottle. And forget, it's bottle chad betray. It's only midirabonin you need shishim even b'minoi. So Rabbi Yechon knows that chometz on Pesach is the same halach like all isurim. That what, whether you have min b'minoi, whether the chometz falls into matzah, or whether the chometz falls into potatoes, if you have 60 times connected, it's not noise time, it's mutter. That's Rabbi Yechon shita, even by chometz. Shaloi bizmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'minoi, whether the chometz falls into matzah. Bein shaloi b'minoi, whether the chometz falls into something else, mutter. Now we'll ask why. Chometz bizmanoi, what's the b'yechad and shita? When you have chometz on Pesach itself, bein b'minoi, whether the chometz falls into matzah, bein shle b'minoi, falls into vegetables, is b'noi sentam, abi de 60, or it's not noi sentam anymore, becomes mutter. Why? Rabbi Yechon of Tarmei. Rabbi Yechon goes according to Shita, that the Chur Allah we pass with Rabbi Yechon. The Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lakish Yarmut of Ayu. Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lakish both hold their Shita all over, that kol isur and Shabbat Torah. Every single Issa, whether it's Nevela, whether it's Chelev, whether it's Basa the Cholov, Bein b'minoi, Bein shle b'minoi, b'noi sentam. Abi de 60 times connected, that you don't taste it, or even less than 60, that you can't taste it anymore, it's bottle. Min b'minoi is only midirabonin you need shishim, because min b'minoi midirais is bottle chad betray. No, min b'shein amino midirais you need shishim, so you shouldn't be noise in time. That's why Chometz has the same halacha on Pesach. Shaloi bizmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'minoi, bein shloi b'minoi mutorim. Whether the Chometz mixed into matzah, or mixed into vegetables, they're both mutter. Why? Treb Shimon. Because Rabbi Yechon also passes like Rabbi Shimon, the way we pass in Alochem. And we pass in that Chometz l'achra Pesach is only also midirabonon, midirais it's mutter. So up until now, l'chura, we should also pass in that Chometz on Pesach should be bottled b'shishim. The virus posture, we should not have this chumra of a mashu. Because the mashu only goes according to Rav and Shmuel Shita, that they pass in all over min b'minu is not bottled, and we pass in it is bottled. But the reason why we machum is like this, because Rav says now, Omar Rav says like this, Hilchasa, what's the lochom? Chometz bizmanu, if you have chometz on Pesach, bein b'minoi, whether it fell into matzah, bein shaloi b'minoi, fell into vegetables, is alocha oshub osa b'mashu, it's osa mamish b'mashu, why to Rav? Because he passes like Rav. So again, Pasha is Mashmir, Rav is Machmir, because he goes according to Rav. So Lalocha, that we don't pass like Rav, we should not pass like Rav either. Let's see the top Rashi. Omar Rav Ilkasa. Shema Mina Rashi says, the Pasak Rav Ilkasa, the Choli Sun Shibatero, Bemina Bamashu. Rashi also holds that Rav is Mamis holding like Rav Shittim. That Kola Terakula, Min Bemina is not bottled. That's why there's a Lalocha by Chomis also the same way. Just he makes a gzeirom that ain't a minoi, otto minoi. But Rashi is also saying Rav was machri only because he holds like Rav din. And Rashi lemaisa locha pastens like this. This is Rashi Shita. Rashi also pastens la locha said min b'min is not bottle. So when I say Tosfos argues on Rashi, because halacha we pass in min b'mino is bottle. Even chaz betrayed is bottle midiraisa. So Tosfos Taka says that Rav says here lechumra, it's not because he mamish holds like Rav. Some Rishonim take out the word Rav. They just say osa b'mashu, period. Now, as Rav is saying midrabonin on chometz v'machmir b'mashu. Since chometz midiraisa is a chi of chorus, even though midiraisa chometz is bottle b'shishim mid mishenim minoy and min b'mina is bottle chad betray midiraisa, but I call upon him, Rav is saying the rabbonins were machmer on Pesach to say that chometz is not bottle, even b'mashu it's not bottle, and that's our chumra l'alocha. The way Tosfos says that therefore it's nagei l'maitzon, even though midiraisa.